Oasis Audio presents A Dream to Call My Own by Tracy Peterson. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Late January, 1881. Maybe it was cabin fever, as well as the announcement from Beth that she was expecting. It might even have been the anxiety of waiting for Gwen's baby to finally arrive. Whatever the reason, Lacey Gallatin awoke an hour earlier than usual, with only one thought on her mind. I have got to get out of here for a time. She got up and dressed quickly, layering warm flannel trousers over thick wool stockings. Next, she put on her heaviest split wool skirt and warmest blouse and sweater. Lacey then tied her hair back in a single braid and completed her outfit with her heavy winter boots. Taking up her saddlebag, Lacey packed several articles of clothing. She penned a quick note to her sisters, doing her best to explain that the gloomy weather had taken its toll on her. She read the last lines aloud, as much to strengthen her conviction as to assure herself she'd said the right thing.
"I will be all right. Please don't send anyone after me. I'm not certain where I'm headed, but I assure you I can take care of myself."
And she could. Lacey had a little money and a lot of know-how. She was a good horsewoman and a crack shot with the rifle. There had been no reports of highwaymen since the weather had turned so bad the past month. There would always be the threat of wolves, but Lacey could contend with them if she had to. That only left battling the elements. Hurrying downstairs, Lacey grabbed a few items of food and stuffed them into her bags along with her clothes. If a blizzard came up before she figured out where to go, she'd be able to wait it out.